take. Okay, well, we'll see about that. Thank you for tuning in to CGLO Sports on CGLO 1690 AM. We'll catch you next week with the results of the Vanier Cup and the Grey Cup. See you next week.
Tensions remain high as the SAQ's three-day strike mandate came to an end on Sunday without any results. According to CTV News, the union is demanding for better working conditions and for their salaries to increase at the same rate as the inflation level. In an interview, Simon Desjardins, vice president of the union, said, quote, "We're not asking for anything too extravagant. We just don't want to get poorer and poorer every year," end quote. If the SAQ Crown Corporation and the union does not come to an agreement, the strike could continue for two more weeks. A Musqueam Nation fisherman says climate change is taking a huge toll on the fishing industry and it's getting worse over time. Mike Sparrow says the fishing industry is experiencing major ups and downs due to the rapid speed the oceans are warming up. According to APTN News, recent findings of OceanWise prove the effects of climate change are causing serious damage within the ecosystem of the oceans. A far-right radical's attack on a transgender rights demonstration in Ukraine has left at least three people injured. A group of 50 people had gathered to mark the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance when the attack happened. Sofia Lapina, a member of Kiev Pride, told Kiev Post newspaper, quote, "Radicals start moving towards LGBT people, so the police started to physically shove us into the metro and told everybody that the rally had ended," end quote. According to CBC, in a statement given by the Ukraine police, they prevented a, quote, "provocation" during the demonstration by separating LGBT activists from far-right counter-protesters. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Just to catch my. Oh, 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 oh. trouble in my mind still weighing on me. Praying for some people, why they praying on me? Fake friends, look at how they try to change on me. But I made enough change to go and put a chain on me. Some people couldn't cut it like Kwame. They don't wanna see the drive they valet. I've been on a mission ever since I had a vision. Before I ever spoke French, I was still trying to parlay. The goal was light it up like a strobe light. I've been paying bills, I don't pay the pros no mind. The clock stopped ticking, I've been working on my own time. Watch the work dial up, and I ain't talking phone lines. I got a new dichotomy. I go high when the lows wanna bother me. I kick back and run game, no soccer team. That's a couple words to live by, young soccer team.
Pa 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 p siamo chiacchiere. Pobre de mim, que não consigo esquecer, e ainda tento entender por que és meu bem querer. Se eu pudesse viver esse amor, ou pudesse esquecer, se eu tivesse o dom de mudar, ao destino mostrar. Oh,
traz consigo tanto fado.
misturado de outros sentidos. O meu canto almejado traz consigo tanto fado, misturado de outros sentidos. E as músicas que o mundo tem, e o meu canto ladino dá-se às músicas que o mundo tem. Mas trago na voz o trino qual o ritmo no qual bate o meu coração, nem a cor dos meus ritos. Afinal, qual o balanço dos meus passos? É fado sim, mas o meu fado tem outros pedaços.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invite tous les artistes de musique du monde au Canada à s'inscrire à la 13e édition des Stylidor de la musique du monde. Cette prestigieuse vitrine est une chance unique de vous faire découvrir du public et de remporter de nombreux prix. Vous avez jusqu'au 1er décembre 2018 pour soumettre votre candidature. Faites vite, les places sont limitées. Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur www.stylidor.com.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
And welcome to CMZO. This is CJLO 1690. This is your host, Aaliyah Guerra. We're in the studio with the lovely Susie Silva. She's a wonderful bossa nova artist, you can call it jazz. This is a little bit of fado. I'm so pleased to have her in the studio because, as the listeners already know, we love bossa nova up in here just because I'm part Brazilian, part Venezuelan. So today's going to be fun. We're not holding back at all. So I would love to introduce Susie Silva. So thanks for being in the studio today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, so can you just explain to our listeners who don't know very much about fado a little bit of what the style is?
Yeah, sure. Well, fado is the Portuguese traditional music. It has been granted the title of immaterial world heritage recently. And it is mostly a melancholic song with a lot of influences from Arabic music, I would say, also Brazilian sounds and African beats. All of that got mixed and it got a little melancholic, so it made fado. And okay. People sometimes they listen to it and they don't get the influences, mm-hmm. but historically it's been proved that it came from those little bit of influences, because Portuguese people were everywhere in the world. They went right. to Africa, they went to Brazil. We had a lot of connections with Arabs and Andalusia and etc. So all those influences got mixed together in Lisbon, and fado was born. And mostly it was a music style that was sung in the streets by the poor people, by the thieves and drunks and whores.
It's sorry. Funny how they always put it that in the category like that. But we have some of the most beautiful music out of that, right?
Yeah, but it's been proved that it was a music from the humble people that were mm-hmm. not educated, so it was transmitted orally, in contradiction with the classical music right. that was taught in conservatories and schools. Fado was born mainly in the streets. Mm-hmm. And it talks about a lot of sad feelings, the saudade that we have in Portuguese. Yeah. Sometimes it's also a little bit funny because it's a critic to politics and society. Right. Because the people right. that made that kind of music, they had nothing to lose. They were poor already. So
no, exactly.
We might as well.
This actually sounds a lot like if it's like a gospel type of music.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that, just because it's so raw and so real, and it's really your everyday average person that's singing about their struggles.
And just like the blues.
Exactly.
The feelings mm-hmm. that we talk about, right. it's the Portuguese blues.
Right. That's probably a better way to put it. I just said gospel because, gospel is the foundation of blues and if all music at the end of the day, but just that rawness and the realness is there. But this is a good segue. It made me want to ask you, when I was listening to your album, what gave you such a classical influence in the way you sing? Because I hear your vibrato is so strong and it's like it's wicked, but it's like you also have a very beautiful tone that goes really well with that, you know, the very sultry kind of bossa nova feel. So what was your background?
I started singing fado when I was 11.
Okay.
So that was my base. Mm-hmm. But very soon I discovered Brazilian music and I just fell in love, because there is no way you can run from that.
Oh, no.
And after that, I discovered jazz.
Awesome. About how old?
Well, 11 fado, I would go for Brazilian music around 16. Then I went to, I had classical training mm-hmm. at 18, and I started studying jazz around 19. So
okay,
it's
wow.
Like, well,
No, but you have obviously had a lot of time for your ear to develop so you can actually, you know, appreciate something as complex as jazz, but actually be able to mix it with other genres. I feel like I'm asking all the questions. Did you want to throw anything in there?
I have no idea about fado and stuff. Like,
pardon me?
I have like, well, not much like knowledge in terms of fado. Okay. I do listen to bossa nova, a bit of jazz mm-hmm. here and aside, but Portuguese music, it's like unknown territory for me.
No, but the nice thing is, it's like, even if it's fresh and it's like a new sound to you, it's like Bossa Nova is always something you're going to want to move to just because it has so much rhythmic influence in it. So, you know, it's enjoyable at the end of the day. Yeah, I also wanted to ask you a little bit of like, because we have a lot of, you know, DIY type artists. Everyone's doing a lot of things at home these days. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about your recording process? How was it, you know, starting up and doing everything pretty independently?
Well, first, the project itself, it's a little bit for... the people that know No Fado.
Okay.
So it's, nice. It's a kind of meet me in the halfway. Because mm-hmm. I get some Fado influences mixed with jazz and world music. Mm-hmm. So for the people that don't know Fado, it's kind of a doorway like to get interest right? In that kind of music because it's a little softer than it's than it is usually. And the album has original compositions and some arrangements that I made on Fado standards. But no, I didn't record it at home. No, I got a grant from Conseil des Arts et Lettres du Québec.
Awesome.
So that allowed me to take these wonderful musicians that played with me and put them in a real studio with a real technician and have that wonderful sound.
Definitely. No, that's amazing. And just because we're always trying to help our artists, like especially our local artists, to get themselves out there, what kind of advice would you give to yourself, say, 5 years ago, you know, before this whole album came out?
Well, I took the hard way, like do it the hard way. I thought that to make music, to make real music and quality music, I needed some tools that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. So that's why I went to study at university. And I didn't have the courage to start writing my own songs until I had gathered all that knowledge that the jazz studies gave me. So 5 years ago, I would have do exactly what I did. It was to enroll in the university in a jazz course.
That's amazing.
And that's what the main advice that I can give to everybody that wants to do serious music is get yourself surrounded with people that do quality stuff. So when I chose the musicians for my project, I chose people that I knew that were really great musicians and would bring something to the project. Yeah. So without those guys, the magic wouldn't have happened that
way. This is a true artist because honestly, like, some people always like they don't overlook the artists that are actually there helping, you know, the musicians. It's really the music that's there too. So, you know, it's really just as equal. But I'm so glad to hear you say that just because for me, I'd never had theory training. I mean, I did some piano lessons growing up. I was in music classes in school, but I'd never really had the courage to go and take that on in university. But this year it was my first time ever diving into a music class at university level. So because I'd put out an album also, just like you, you know, that's kind of like what allowed me to have a musical background where they were like, okay, you know, we'll give her a chance in the class. But even this way, I'm having access to all these different musicians that have been in this game for so long. They're passionate about it. So when they do come to the album to record, they're bringing all they got and then some. So that's really reassuring.
That's where the magic happens. At the beginning, I was a little shy because showing my compositions to people that do music, it was like getting naked in front of somebody.
So vulnerable. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yannick is really quiet, but he was the first to have a look at one of my charts and play it. And I was so shy because I didn't know how we would react to that music. And well, it looks it went well because he's here today
he's
playing.
He hasn't gotten away yet.
Yeah, so but for a singer, of course I do a little piano stuff, not in public because it's too shameful. But when I get with a chart that I've written words and lyrics and melodies and harmonies and present it to musicians, I felt a little, oh my god, what's gonna happen? But all the musicians that I worked with are really professional, and everybody gave a little bit of themselves, and that's why it's so magic.
No, for sure. I mean, you definitely have to have the chemistry there because it's either there or it's not, and you will hear it, you know, as a listener. Can you give us some advice also, like getting comfortable and being on stage, like, you know, going to jam sessions, things like that? How do you get comfortable?
Well, I've been doing stage since I'm 11, so I'm much more comfortable in stage than in real life.
For sure. No, I understand. Continue.
I don't know. For me, it's natural. When I'm on stage, I know what to do. And like I was outside the building here and I was lost. I didn't know what to do. And I've been feeling like this since I am very, very young. So when I was six, my parents would put me in front of people, say, hey, the girl sings. And I would be so happy to perform even with 6 years old, because since forever, it's been what I know how to do. The thing is, there is a part of instinct, but the rest you have to let it go.
Exactly.
So for singing, you need training. But once you get on stage and you sing, you forget your training, and it has to be part of you. Course. So natural. So I'm a singing teacher. So sometimes when the kids come to class and they're like a little freak out, and I'm okay, forget it. Just do it naturally, and it actually comes out. So first stage, that's the first thing I say. Just people get nervous. But once you get there, things will happen naturally. What is supposed to happen will happen if that's what you want to do.
The more you perform, too, like it's more natural, too.
So you can do whatever you want. You can do breathing exercises. You can stretch. You can do yoga. And when you get to the stage, just forget it and do your best. That's the best advice I can give.
For sure. No, that's deep, though. Because I think even like as an artist myself, I overthink a lot.
Oh,
and like
that's
when you
the
get
problem.
On stage, it's like you actually have no choice but to let it go.
No, but overthinking is an enemy.
For sure. Yeah.
Not just for stage. For everything in life, overthinking is an enemy. Whenever you get the tendency to complicate stuff, it will get complicated. So just keep it simple and it will roll easily.
Oh, definitely. I think we're going to just listen to a bit more of your music. So before we play the next song, can you just tell our listeners maybe a little bit of background on this song specifically? Because this is one that I liked a lot. It's like I love the instrumentation for Acreditar. Oh. So can you tell us a little bit about this one?
That actually was someone hired me to write that song.
Oh, wow.
I have this friend in the Portuguese community. Her name is Viviana Lourenço. She did actually a bit of radio for the Portuguese community.
Oh, nice.
And she was involved, she's still involved with the newspaper, the Portuguese newspaper. And some time ago, she interviewed a family that had a daughter with a strange disease. They couldn't find a cure for the little girl, and she was like paralyzed. And Viviana asked me to write a song so she would gather some funds for that family, so they could get an adapted vehicle for their daughter and everything. So acreditar means believe. And she asked me two things. That the lyrics would say, I believe, a message of hope. And there is a sentence that say, as princesas existem, princesses are real. Mm-hmm. Sorry about my...
No, you got it, you got it.
So that's the two things she asked me for the song. And I did it. I wrote the song, and it's a kind of bossa feeling. So it's light and easy to listen to. Unfortunately, that little kid died of her disease before we could get the fundraiser.
Okay.
But still, I kept the song and I put it in the album because the message is you must believe that things will go okay.
For sure.
So for me, at the time I was recording, it made sense because I was living the dream that I've been waiting to do all my life, which was to do music and do my own music. So for me, it made sense to put it in the album. And it's a hope message. So
no, for sure. And it's a beautiful story. And I think even just that alone will just make this song, you know, that much more timeless because of the message that it has. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for the listeners. And this is off of her album. Do you want to just give a little bit of a quick summary, just real quick before I play the song? What's the feel of the album?
It's fadas, a mix of fado and jazz.
Perfect. So hence the title, Fadas. And it's actually on Spotify. You can really check it out pretty much anywhere. YouTube.
Yeah,
it's all there.
All the digital platforms.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're going to chat a little bit later with her again. But for now, this is Acreditar. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
olha para as estrelas.
Sei que devemos vencer. Amour, c'est toi. Amour, je sais pas vraiment. Amour, t'es fou. Amour, je t'ai cherché où? Amour, pourquoi? Pourquoi tu te caches? Pourquoi tu te caches? Pourquoi tu te caches? Pourquoi tu te caches? Amour, 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 pourquoi tu te caches? Pourquoi tu te caches? Pourquoi tu te caches? Pourquoi tu te caches? Pourquoi tu te caches de moi?
Are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlist? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new world beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
Calling all artists. Now is your chance to see your art in Concordia's VAV Gallery, run for students by students. The VAV's winter submissions are open. Your art could be featured in any of four general exhibitions. There is no theme attached, and artists working in any medium are encouraged to apply. This winter, you can also submit to our special performance art exhibition. For full guidelines, visit vavgallery.concordia.ca/submission.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
And welcome back to CMZO on CJLO 1690. We're about to be blessed with a very lovely performance by Susie Silva. She's about to perform Ce Coeur que je garde and Fado Mich Tissu. So here we are.
T'entends crier bien au fond de moi, est-ce pas mes gardes que je te sens souffrir? Dis-moi d'où il vient ce chant si blessé, dis-moi combien de temps tu l'as déjà chanté. Ce cœur que je garde, passager clandestin, je voudrais t'en savoir à qui tu appartiens. Au cœur que je garde, d'où vient tant de chagrin? Je reconnais cette peine, serais-tu au fond le mien? Cette mélodie que tu me fredonnes en ton monotone et qui m'affaiblit, dis-moi d'où il vient ce chant si blessé. Pourquoi m'oblige-tu à toujours le chanter? Ce cœur que je garde, passager clandestin, je voudrais t'en savoir à qui tu appartiens. Au cœur que je garde, d'où vient tant de chagrin? Je reconnais cette peine, serais-tu au fond le mien? Passager clandestin, je voudrais t'en savoir à qui tu appartiens. Au cœur que je garde, d'où vient tant de chagrin? Je reconnais cette peine, serais-tu au fond le mien?
Thank you. And also thanks to Yannick, who is playing the keyboard.
Rosas no chão, queira ou não, hei de bailar por sobre espinhos, sorrir, chorar, pois esta vida é assim, entrega-se a alma ao vento, sonhos duram um momento. Mais resta no fim, e a minha vida é assim. Entreguei a alma ao vento, sonhei tanto este momento, mesmo que não haja nada no fim. Amanhã.
Everyone, this is She's a Sang, Ce Coeur que je garde, and Fado Mich Tissou. Thank you so much for being in the studio with us today. It was really a beautiful interview. Thank you
Thanks
so much
for inviting
for coming
us.
In.
Thank you, Yannick, for coming.
Yes,
the
thank
keyboard.
You, Yannick. Came through with the keys for sure. So, this was off the Fadaz album. You can find it at her Bandcamp, Suzy Silva. You can also check out the album at YouTube. It's Suzy Silva. Yeah. A little change there.
Yeah, a little change.
And then Facebook.com for Susie Bianca Silva. And then also Facebook, Susie Silva Fado.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
It's all well, there are not a lot of Susies. So if you type S-U-Z-I Silva, you will eventually find me either on Google or Facebook or anything. And there's the professional artist page on Facebook, which now is Susie Silva Fadas, because I merged.
Oh,
I had
perfect.
Two.
Oh.
I
yeah,
had
I see
two,
that.
And then I just merged it in once. But for next concerts, people can go to my webpage.
Awesome.
And check the next gigs for 2019.
Perfect. Nice. So, and also we're going to be posting all of this footage that we had today on our website, on CMZO, so Facebook page. It's going to be on Instagram, and we're going to continue to play your music because we love to support the locals. So we'll definitely be seeing more and hearing more of Susie Silva. So don't forget to follow us, Concordia Music Zone Out on Facebook, so that way you can hear all the new local music that's been out. So thank you again so much for coming in. It's been a lovely pleasure. Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
Perfect. So this is CMZO, Concordia Music Zone Out. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Until then, enjoy the show.